just for a moment, if you can look around the building, the parking lot. 1999, when the city purchased this property from Arthur and Ada Clark, it was an old lumber yard. It was pretty unsightly. You remember, don't you, John? Yeah. And shortly after we purchased it, we did tear down the lumber yard, but it sat vacant for quite some time. We had hoped to build our service center here and realized on State Route 58 and a small area that we had to work with was not the best place for a service center. We ended up purchasing some other property and building a state-of-the-art service center and left this for what we knew at that time was going to be Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Well, maybe we didn't know, but we had a premonition. So this is what we have today. It's a beautiful facility. What a wonderful organization. We had so many people at the city work with Lorain County Health and Dentistry and Stephanie's team to get this done in record time. So I spoke about 1999, so fast forward to 2014, in about a month. Yeah. In about a month, we transferred the property with the help of our law director, John Clark, legal counsel over at Community Improvement Corporation, the entire staff and administration, Eric Norenberg, our public works director, Jeff Bauman, Carrie Handy, Gary Boyle, our planning director. We all worked to get it done, and I think it was about a month. Transferred the property, and within 2 years, less than 2 years, this is what we have today. So on State Route 58, in the center of Lorain County, next to the Don Pease Memorial Bike Path, which is part of the North Coast Inland Bike Trail, and next to Oberlin Community Services. Could you find a better place? Yeah, yeah. So welcome to Oberlin. Thank you so much for inviting us, and thank you.